Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay, my favorite subject to talk about. I'm happy to have you all online today. I know it's busy with the holidays, so I hope you have a chance to bring your questions and get them answered so you can have a healthier, happier holidays. One thing I know about bentonite clay is when you take it for one thing, you get many other benefits as well beyond what you were looking for. So it works on the whole body to bring it into balance and to help us regulate our bodies so our bodies can heal ourselves, really. It balances your pH. It cleanses those toxins out before they go in the body so the body's not in overload, trying to cleanse through all the things that we ingest on our food and in our air on a daily basis. So that being said, I'm ready to answer some questions. So I'm going to slip over here to our Q&A page. I have a question from Sid Greenwood. I just recently, about 3 weeks ago, started to use the clay internally and have been taking about 2 teaspoons per day. Is that too little or too much? And what would be an appropriate dose for maintenance to keep everything moving, so to speak? Well, Sid, the first thing I'm going to ask is 2 teaspoons of what per day? Are you taking 2 teaspoons and mixing them with the 2 ounces of clay, which would be a regular dose? I'm assuming that's what you mean. I really like to mix it by the bottle full so each morning I don't have to mix it, because when you stir the clay, it tends to lump and it's harder to hydrate. But if you put it in something where you can shake it, it mixes quickly. So I get me a 16 or 32 ounce bottle, and for every 1 ounce of water, I want to do a 1-to-8 ratio. For every 8 ounces of water, I want to add 2 rounded tablespoons of the dry powdered clay, and then shake it real good. Now, you can double or triple your recipe however you like, but shake it real good, and from that, drink your 2 ounces once or twice a day. And generally, we recommend that you take 2 ounces twice a day for 14 days, and after that time, you've narrowed down and you can find your maintenance level. And it's different for everybody because it depends on what situation your body is in, what condition it's in, how acidic you might be, how clumped up your lower colon is, because it's going to do several things when it goes internally. It's going to pull out any fresh toxins, toxic substances, chemicals, radiation, pesticides that might be on our foods, mercury that might be in our fish. It's going to pull all of these out before they're absorbed in the body, and that way the kidney and liver don't have so much work to do, and they can go about maintaining the body. So they're going to pull that out. It's going to balance your pH. It's got a 9.7 pH, but as much as I drink it every day, when I test my pH, it comes to a 7 to a 7.4, which is right in the perfect normal range. That's about where you want to keep your pH level. So clay is all about homeostasis. It wants to balance the body. It doesn't want to over-alkalize you or under-alkalize you. It's all about balance. The next thing it does is it draws. It's going to pull out old fecal matter that's lodged in that lower colon that is stopping the flow of nutrients going into your body. We absorb our nutrition in the colon. And a lot of times the colon gets plugged up with old fecal matter that gets lodged in those crevices, and they just sit there and ferment and fester, and they coat the colon wall where we can't get our nutrition. And I believe this is why so many people say, wow, I just noticed I have more energy immediately after drinking the clay. I really have more energy. Maybe 1 or 2 days they start talking about their energy level. And this is because it's cleaning that crud out of the way. So now you are ingesting your supplements and your vitamins and nutrition from the food you eat. You're getting a good flow into your body. It's kind of like you've been doing all this, but it hadn't been able to get in, and so it's more available to the body now. In addition to that, it's going to take out parasites. It doesn't kill parasites like this diatomaceous earth slices them up, but clay will capture them. They go to the clay, they're captured inside, they're cut off from the host wall, and they're carried out of the body. Clay does the same thing with the bad bacteria in our body. It captures it, pulls it inside. Bacteria needs certain conditions to grow on. They like anaerobic, dark, hot, and acidic conditions to multiply. Well, this cuts it off from its source of supply, so it dies a natural death and is carried out of the body. Now, that's a little bit more than you asked for, I'm sure. So what I'm saying is play with your maintenance level and see. I'm 73. I tend to have acid reflux. I used to have it real bad. 3 days on clay and it was gone. I had stopped it for maybe a week at a time and it still didn't come back. My body was so balanced because I've been on it for so many years that I pretty well stay in balance. But if you feel like something's getting out of whack, I don't know if you can tell if I feel a tendency to being a little acidic. You know, if you break out mouth ulcers, things like that, that's generally a sign your body's tending toward the acidic side. Just increase your clay for a day or two and play with it and find your happy place with clay. Now, there is a free book that's available that a lot of people don't know about. It's a booklet called How to Kickstart Your Day with Living Clay. And this is on the website livingclayco.com and aboutclay.com. And on both of those, if you go to Living Clay, click on Living Clay Info in that little top brown bar right next to the home page. Click on that, and the first thing you'll see is a little red box, and it says download your free booklet here. It tells you exactly how to mix it if you want to make 16 ounces or 32 ounces. If you want to mix it for the clay bath, it tells you how to have a lump-free clay bath. If you want to make a poultice and put it on thickly over some wound or area that needs healing, it'll tell you how to do that. It'll tell you how to make a suppository, how to use it for enema. So it's just full of little information, and it also has general protocols for use. So if you have access to the Internet, go to one of those sites, Living Clay CO, or aboutclay.com, and download you that free booklet. And thank you for that question, Sid. I am assuming your 2 teaspoons per day is a teaspoon of dry clay mixed in 2 ounces of water, which is the good startup amount. And you can continue on that. That's about what I take on a daily basis just because I like clay. All right. Let me go back and see if we have any more. Sid also said, also, if I choose to purchase the hydrated clay to use internally, how do I mix it with water or just take it and wash it down with water? Just wondering, thanks. You need to take less of the hydrated clay, about a teaspoon of the hydrated clay, and you can... Sometimes if I have a sore throat, I'll kind of put it on the back of my tongue and just gradually let it slide down my throat. You know, I don't just swallow it all at once, but you can do that and then wash it down with water. I still prefer mixing the liquid, but some people say they have less of the chalky taste in their mouth when they take the hydrated clay. If you want to, you can take a teaspoon and put it in some water and shake it. You want to shake it so it will mix and emulsify and be even, and then drink it that way. There's just hardly a bad way to take clay. You don't want to eat the dry powder clay because it needs the water to absorb, to activate, and you don't want it taking the moisture from your body. Now, people are concerned that it may build little brick houses in your colon. It doesn't. When clay is hydrated, when you take it, it's wet and it's very slippery. If you've ever had it on your feet and tried to walk on linoleum floor, you know clay is slick. So it's slippery when wet, and it's going to just grab what it needs and slide right on through you. And it doesn't absorb moisture from your body. It's already got all the moisture it needs in it. What happens when some people experience constipation is because they have a lot of impaction in that lower colon in those crevices of old, dried-out fecal matter. And this one, it pulls out, and the clay pulls it out to discharge it from the body. It gets kind of blocked up. So take whatever you need to keep your janitorial services till you get through that. Most people comment they start having three good bowel movements, and it's wonderful. Normally, we don't go three times a day. Some of us go once. Some of us go once every 2 or 3 days. But ideally, you're supposed to go after every time you eat, it should push something out the other end. So thank you for those questions. And let's see, we have something else. Oh, my friend Janet Lancaster in San Diego. Hi, Perry. Happy holidays. Are you aware of any testimonials people are using clay to treat scabies? I think I know your scabies customer. He called me and I sent him to you because you were closer with clay and he needed some right away. Janet's one of our distributors in San Diego. And, you know, I've heard for years and read it in books for scabies, and scabies is a parasite. So I believe putting the poultice, little poultices on the area, taking a clay bath, I drank it too. But anytime you feel that itch coming on, put clay on it, and it should capture that little booger and pull him out, besides relieving the itching and the inflammation. Scabies is a little parasitic mice, and you get these, and I remember when I was young, I had them, and my mother used to have to wash my hair in turpentine, because I had it in my scalp, too. And she would wash me in turpentine, that's all we had back then, and she would boil the sheets, because they get in the sheets and the bedding and the clothes, so it's kind of a nuisance to get rid of, but it can be done, and I have read in several other books that it's good for scabies, but I haven't talked to anybody. People rarely get it nowadays, I think. It's not as prevalent as it used to be. Myrna Sisson from Carlsbad. After 14 days, 2 times a day of drinking the diluted clay, how much diluted clay should I drink for maintenance, and for how long can I take it indefinitely? Good question. Okay, again, it depends on your system. Since I'm older, I take about the two times a day is what I take daily just because I like it. Also, I want to tell all of you, instead of trying to wash the pesticides out of your vegetables and the radiation, just drink some clay before you eat. Take a little bottle of the liquid clay and put it in your purse when you go out to eat. Take a sip before you eat, particularly at a restaurant, because you don't know. They don't necessarily buy organic foods, and nowadays our organic foods can be contaminated from the radiation and the BP spill, that Corex that's blown on shore, the fumes that lands on everything. So just drink a little bit before you eat each meal, and that way you're going to capture any toxins. If you're eating fish and it has mercury in it, you're safe. It's not going to go into your body. Then the maintenance dose may be 1 dose a day, 1 ounce a day, or, you know, you may want to take 2. I have been taking it for like over 10 years, pretty much on a daily basis. Occasionally I miss a day, but, you know, I love it. I don't ever want to be without my clay. I used to ache. I would ride in the car, and when I'd get out, I'd have to stop and stretch because my body hurt to unwind, and my joints ached. And since I've been taking clay, I don't have that problem anymore, so you can take it indefinitely. So enjoy your clay. It's one of the safest things, healing modes on the planet that I know of. All right, these are good questions. Cindy from Clayton. Has there been success with nerve damage resulting in numbness? if it's an inflamed nerve, a nerve that's pinched and inflamed, if you can know the area where the pinch is and you can put a poultice on that, what it does is reduce the swelling and the inflammation, and therefore it relieves the numbness. It's very good to put applications of the clay or the muscle rub on feet and legs of people with neuropathy to help pull their circulation back to their feet, get the feeling back in their feet. I have used it for a pinched sciatic nerve, and I know the first time I pinched a sciatic nerve, I didn't know about clay, and it took me months to get over it. And I went to therapy and chiropractors and the whole nine yards, but to get completely over it took me months. And the next time I got it, I put a poultice on my spine. I left it on day and night, and I took clay baths at night, and I did that for 4 days straight, and every sign of it was gone. In fact, the first night that I did that, I couldn't even put any weight on my right leg because it would hit that nerve. And I took a clay bath and made that poultice, and the next morning I woke up and I wasn't in pain. I was expecting not to be able to turn over and get out of bed. If you've ever had one, you know what I'm talking about. So in that regard, yes, if the nerve damage is from something from a stroke that's in the brain, we haven't had success with that, or MS. But again, it's going to help your body in so many other ways. So keep taking that clay. Sharon from Fort Collins. Hi, Sharon. Sharon's a regular with us. Do you have any info as to whether taking clay internally can reverse the damage that GOM foods do to our body? I don't. But again, if you take it when you take eat the food, I think it's going to be a preventative pretty much. So I don't have any information or research on that. If any of you are exposed to the GOM foods, I'm not even sure what type of damage they cause. I haven't studied that. I just drink it before I eat, and I don't have any problems. So that's a good thing to research. If any of you have any feedback on that, let us know. You can call me or email me at perrier@austin.rr.com because I'd love to converse with people and see how we're doing on things. You know, half of my knowledge comes from my customers and their experiments with clay. You all are absolutely wonderful. All right, looks like we are kind of caught up on questions now. So while I'm waiting for some more questions to come in, I'm going to slip over to the phone line, and I'm going to, would anybody on the phone line, we have quite a few callers today, does anyone have a question? I'm going to open the lines so we're interactive. So, and if you will punch star 6 on your computer if you don't want to be on. Okay, I'm getting an echo, I'm going to ask you to click on your computer, the star 2 on your phone, and that will show that you have your hand raised and you have a question you'd like to ask, and I can open up your line without opening up all the lines and getting that bounce back. So if anyone has a question, we have someone from Connecticut online, Texas, New York, and several that I don't know where they're from. So if any of y'all have a question you'd like to ask, I'll open the line and put you on with me. I don't see any now. I do want to thank all of you for being so patient while we were out of play. Oh, I've got a question now from Denise Walton. Okay, Denise. Let me open your line. Come on. Denise, are you on? Well, now I'm not getting it to work with me here. I see your hand raised, and then I'm clicking on the mic, and it shows you're muted, so I'm going to try opening the line. Oh, there you go. No, I lost Denise. Well, darn, that wasn't very nice. I kept flipping on her mic and she went away. Sorry about that, Denise. Let me try to call her later. I guess nobody was going to want to try to talk to me now if I click you on you and kick you off the line. As I was saying, I want to thank everyone for their patience with the company while we were out of play. We were temporarily out of stock, and we ran into some difficulty with shipping and handling and getting it here. So we were out for a while, and we're back on. Oh, Denise is back on. And Denise, I apologize for that. I don't know why.
It was my fault.
Okay.
Yeah, it was on my end. I was trying to take it off speaker and cut myself off. How are you?
I am fine. Let me put us on inter. I think everybody can hear us now. Yes.
Okay.
What question did you have?
Well, after using the clay for like a foot soak, it seems, I know people have said they take bath water and they put it on the lawn. Are there any other things that you could use it for? It seems like a waste to me to just, you know, use it for like three or four times and then toss it.
Yeah.
Is there any other thing that it can be used for?
Besides the lawn, let's see.
Yeah.
Do you have any greasy spots in your garage? I used to really like to put the dry powder clay on oil in the garage from oil spills and drips because the dry absorbs the oil. Let me think. Washing your pets. Do you have any pets?
Yeah, I do. I actually have cats. One will tolerate water and the other one won't. one
that
may
not be. I guess we could put it down on the floor and let the cats walk through it and have them have a foot detox.
Well, they do enjoy drinking it. I put it in their water dish. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I put it in the water dish and they take, you know, little baths with it in there.
Yeah. They seem to like that. That's a good question. I'm trying to think of uses for the hydrated clay that's been slightly used. Other than plants, I'm kind of blank right now. It is a natural deodorizer. I know I like the dry powder clay for getting odors out best because it's not full of water.
Well, I guess you could save it for maybe like the sink mixed with baking soda or something to just maybe help eliminate the smell, you know, like in a garbage disposal or
yes.
something. Maybe,
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll flush it. Yeah, well, if you wash it down your sink and flush it with water afterwards, it'll clean those pipes out real good.
Right. That's a good
idea.
You want
to run
some
water afterwards, you know, and be sure and get it through those crooks, but it's real good. We've had people with old houses that have had plumbers that come twice a year. And since one lady said since she's been giving her daughter clay baths for autism, she said we haven't had the plumber in over a year, that it cleaned their pipe. So there's good thought. Good question. Thank
you. I was thinking also of the, like, say your kitchen tile, you know, if you have a baby crawling around, maybe put it in the water that you're washing the floor with, clay that you've used.
To mop the floor.
And then maybe, sanitize the tile, you know, a little more. So I just hate to throw it out. It seems like it could be useful.
If you have a dark tile, anything that's dark, you want to test the clay on first.
Right. It may
I know it won't bother your fingernails and it won't bother hair dye, but there's some dyes that aren't as good as others. So you want to try it on a smaller area to see if it's going to take the color out first on carpet or clothing or something like that. And also tried on, now my kitchen cabinet is some sort of lamination, and I wipe it off occasionally. I have clay on my sponge, and I wipe it down good. And I feel like I'm cleaning the bacteria off of it and getting it clean. But some countertops in stainless steel, you may want to try it on first to make sure it's not going to be too abrasive and scratch it. Yeah. Again,
right. And what about putting it in the laundry, you know, and I'm speaking of the one you've used. Would that would that be a good idea?
Don't want to put too much in there because, yes, it's, you know, if your clothes have been exposed to radiation, I definitely recommend that. However, if you do it too much, the clothes get kind of dingy looking.
Oh, do they?
So you need to do, maybe do it and then use, be sure and put a rinse in the rinse cycle to get it all out. But those are excellent. Excellent ideas. I like that of mopping the floor with it. That would, you know, and then you'd want to rinse it with water, but it'll get bacteria and germs that are on our floor. And if your floor is like mine, when I'm cooking in the kitchen, stuff gets on the floor and gets stepped on and mashed in. And yeah, that's an excellent idea.
And maybe
so
even
great.
The oven for grease as well. Oven cleaning.
Yes.
I'm going to find some uses for it.
Yes, well, you know, when I clean my range top and lift it up and the food has gotten down into the second layer, I find that's very good to loosen the grease. It does absorb grease, that greasy stuff that gets clogged in there. And around your sink fixtures, if yours are like mine, the water drips down and it gets that black gunk around the base of your, where your faucet's attached to your sink. Maybe I'm the only one that has that. But that's a good area to clean up with the clay, too.
And so, it would probably work well for mold, I'm thinking, you know, in a sense, maybe.
It does.
Like, I'm going to test it, like, because I get mold sometimes in the windows with the moisture, and I'm going to put some there and see what happens.
You know, another idea is get you a spray water bottle and add some to the water bottle and shake it, and when your plants get mildew or mold, to spray the plant leaves. Particularly in the summertime when there's some leaves that get burnt by the sun, if they're out in the sun too much, spray them. And it's kind of a, clay is really a sun blocker. I had someone that mixed up a mixed, and they would put it in their golf cart, and she said, I always had one arm that was getting more sun than the other one, depending on which direction it would go, and I'd spray that arm, and it kept me from getting burned, sunburn.
Oh, wow. Well, that makes sense, because animals, you know, bask in it in the wild.
Yes.
You know, they cover themselves in it to cool off and block the sun. Elephants do it.
Right, right. Well, thank you, Denise. This has been a very
beneficial
conversation to all of us. Well, let me go back over and check out.
Okay, all right. Have a good day.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go back over to our Q&A and see if we have any more questions. Well, Denise, you were a lifesaver because we have no more questions coming up. Our time is almost up. I do want to say we have a 6-month supply of the best clay I think we've ever had on hand now. So we are well stocked. I don't anticipate ever running out again. We're going to give the clay, the mine, 3 months notice next time and, instead of 1 month because things happen as we learn the hard way. Would also like to say that we took that clay that didn't pass our stringent testing, and we made it into pro clay, home and garden clay, so it's much cheaper. We only sell it in a 5-gallon bucket. It's $99, but it's good to use in your plants. More and more people are making victory gardens and building, planting their own gardens now, and I'm telling you, this spring when your garden comes time, till some clay into your soil. Now, you want to mix it with a good compost. You don't want to just mix it with your regular garden soil. Of course, everybody nowadays is into composting their garden, but mix it with the compost. And there are directions on the bucket for how much, depending on the type of soil you're mixing with. And I tell you, we did this at our church. We had 2 flower beds side by side, both wonderful compost, the same compost. One had clay added to it, the other didn't, and it kicked butt on the other flower bed. It outgrew, it outbloomed, the color was richer, darker, greener, and it amazed, everybody in our church was amazed. They go out there and look at the two beds together. So use it in that garden. This is a great opportunity to stock up on some of this stuff. You can bathe your pets with it. Again, sweep the garage. Use it to deodorize carpet after you test an area first. You can put it in, you know, a bowl full in the closet where the stinky shoes are, and put some in the car. If you have a smoker, you just don't want to tip it over and spill dry powder clay in your car. We had a gym room where I work out, and it smelled like a sweaty locker room, and I could hardly get down on the floor and work out. It smelled so bad. So I took some clay out there, and we sprinkled it over the carpet. Left it on all night, vacuumed it the next day, and it totally got that stinky odor out of the carpet. So there are a lot of other uses for clay, and you don't have to save your expensive clay, use your expensive clay for these things. It's called Pro Clay Home and Garden Clay. And it, too, is on special this month, along with everything on the Living Clay site. So thank you for listening in. Our time is out. Have a wonderful, stress-free holiday. Take your clay. Give yourself time to have your time. Reprioritize. Don't try to do everything and delegate everything you can. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to talking to you next time. Happy holidays.